AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nick Reiner, son of Rob Reiner, appeared in court in Los Angeles. He faces charges of first-degree murder in the killing of his parents. The 32-year-old did not enter a plea. He appeared behind a glass wall at a custody area. He was in shackles and wearing a jail suicide prevention smock. Nick Reiner will be back in court for arraignment next month. Four centrist Republicans broke with Speaker Mike Johnson. They signed on to a Democratic-led petition that will force a House vote on extending for 3 years health care tax credits. But Republicans are going ahead with their own health care proposal. That does not deal with soaring premiums. Missouri Republican Bob Onder is a doctor.
As a physician, I've seen firsthand that increasing competition and choice lowers costs, and the lower health care premiums for all Americans will deliver lower costs for the 78% of Americans who receive insurance through their employer, and it will lower Obamacare premiums by 11%.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says this is a last chance to prevent soaring premiums.
And if Republicans allow them to expire, millions of Americans, millions of their constituents, will be faced with rising health insurance costs, and in some cases, by more than $1,000 per month.
The Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill that will give authorities $901 billion in defense programs. The legislation is attempting to overhaul how the Pentagon buys weapons and pressures Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to provide lawmakers with video of strikes on alleged drug boats in international waters near Venezuela. He didn't say what the topic will be, but President Trump says he'll address the nation tonight. President Vladimir Putin is warning Russia will seek to extend its gains in Ukraine if Kyiv and the West reject its peace demands. Pakistan says it has wrongly been blamed in an online campaign following the deadly shooting in Australia. This is AP News. There's a murder investigation near Boston.
Police in Massachusetts intensify their search for a suspect in the fatal shooting of MIT professor Nuno Lorero in his Brookline home Monday night. This neighbor describes what he heard.
Three loud bangs. I thought at first it was somebody in our apartment kicking in the door or something. So I called the neighbors and they said no, they thought it was gunshots.
Also speaking with WCVB, neighbor Ann Greenwald.
We had a young family and, you know, they went to school here. Terrible. I mean, I don't know what happened or why it happened.
The DA's office says the 47-year-old from Portugal was a professor of nuclear science and engineering. MIT calls his killing a shocking loss. I'm Julie Walker.
His manager says Gil Gerard, known for his role as Buck Rogers on TV, has died from a rare form of cancer. He was 82. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.